Cape Talk. Fabulous life.
Well, as I said, the weekly events diary typically focused on Friday, Saturday and Sunday events, but there's actually quite a lot to tempt you out of the house despite the cold weather going on in the middle of the week. So just for once, we're making an exception and doing a bit of a midweek events diary, if you like, with some ideas to tempt you away from the fireplace and the hot water bottle and out to the movies, the markets or the music. First of all, I'd like to say a warm welcome and welcome back to the guests who've joined me in studio. Jade Allen is the founder and MD of Red Carpet Concepts, and lovely to have you with us, Jade. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Kipper.
And as welcome back to the lady who has my taste buds still singing months after my experience of quail, wonderful Afro-Caribbean dining. Mala, lovely to have you back with us again. And they are here to chat to us about, well, Jade's going to chat to us about two concepts, one of which involves Muller's Restaurant, that are coming up later this week as part of First Thursdays. Now, those of you in the audience who are art lovers already know that First Thursdays are a great excuse to get out there and explore some of the city's most exciting art galleries and cultural spaces. They stay open late. You get in free of charge. It really is a great excuse to hit the streets on foot and experience something new. But art's not everybody's cup of tea, and maybe you'd rather sit back into a lovely, comfortable chair and enjoy a good movie, which is where we're going to start first with an update on First Thursday Movie Nights. It's a program that's been launched at the 15 on Orange Hotel and has, in fact, already enjoyed its first two iterations. Jade, the next one's coming up this Thursday.
That is correct. Last month, we featured Kill Bill, and now we're moving on to Quentin Tarantino's next cult classic, Pulp Fiction, which we're really excited about. And following that next month, we'll be showcasing Inglourious Basterds. It's $185 a ticket. It includes really comfortable lounge seating at 15 on Orange Hotel, which is an urban oasis in the middle of the CBD. And it includes a box of popcorn, cocoa fare chocolate, date balls, sweets, and a delicious movie meal, which is a wrap prepared by Chef Tamsin Wells and her team. And it's an all-encompassing experience, tapping on the different senses and taking a slightly different angle on First Thursdays. So, yeah, we're really excited. We're pretty much nearly filled up. So
already, okay. Because it is a very intimate experience, isn't it? I know it's, as you said, lounge-style cinema seating. How many people can you accommodate?
Up to 34 at a max.
Okay, so it really is a very, very special, exclusive event. Now, I mean, I'm quite blown away by the pricing there, because R185 for all of that, including the drinks, the snacks, the movie, etc. I mean, that's not a lot more than what you would pay at the cinema to sit in a slightly icky seat alongside everybody else for a much less comfortable experience.
Absolutely. We'd like to offer people value for money and still a five-star exclusive experience.
Okay, you mentioned R185 a ticket. So how do you book those if there are any left?
Well, first of all, if there aren't any left for this one, there is Inglourious Basterds next month. Mm-hmm. One could go onto Quicket and look up 15 on Orange Cult Classic Movie Nights. Okay. And the other thing that really makes it special is the Art of Gin mixology bar with Wixworth. So each guest is privy to one or two or more.
Is that included in the ticket price?
It is.
Okay, so that's a really good deal then. Okay,
and so Happy Culture Kombucha. So there's loads of surprises around every corner.
Okay, so it's happening Thursday evening. I know doors open at 6. The movie itself screens at 7 o'clock. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you're looking on Quicket for the 15 on Orange Cult Classic Movie Night. Snap up those tickets fast for this coming Thursday if there are any left. And if there aren't, well, please book in advance for next month's edition. You've obviously got a Quentin Tarantino theme running for the midwinter season. Is next month going to be the last one, Jed?
That is correct.
Okay, but it's obviously been a big success. Is it something that you'll look to reinvigorate with a new theme, for example, into spring, do you think? Or is it only going to be winter?
Definitely, but I think we'd do outdoor movie nights going forward for spring and summer.
Okay, so watch this space. We'll let you know when we're ready to launch those ones. Now, the reason Mala is with us is a second event we want to profile that's also attached to First Thursdays. Mala Bryan is, of course, the chef at Quail. A couple of months ago, I told you about that wonderful Afro-Caribbean dining experience I'd had there, and she joined us in the food segment to talk about her cooking and her love of food. And she is still cooking up a storm, which in itself is reason enough to go and visit the Botanic Social House, where the restaurant's located in Queen Victoria. Victoria Street. But there is an additional reason to pop in this Thursday as they launch their new night market. Mala, how's the restaurant been doing? It's been a couple of months. Are you still going strong?
The restaurant's been amazing, actually, thanks to you. It's like our customers, most of them came actually after our interview, so I'm happy
Fantastic.
For that. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. My stomach thanks you.
And I'm actually, I wanted to somehow introduce Caribbean street food. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, the best way to do that with a market. And then got involved with Jade and came up with the beautiful concept to actually have a night market.
Okay, tell us more. Jade, it's a night market with some pretty exclusive vendors. Tell us what you can expect from the market.
Yeah, so doors open at 6 o'clock and it'll run until 11. We've got live music playing with the likes of Anthea Schultz and a couple of other fantastic DJs. Welcome drinks, Belvedere cocktails and Fitch and Leeds on arrival, which is complimentary. And it's no entrance fee. Which
wow.
is wonderful.
Okay.
We have a plethora of incredible vendors. I'm excited to spend all my dollar there. from the likes of Beach Cult, Envy Me, Alessia, Love Hemp, Flock Glam. I mean, the list literally goes on. And we have a waiting list. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, we're looking to grow this from month to month. It is a sequential event. So we will be hosting it every first Thursday in up until September.
Yeah. For now.
Let's see how it grows. See what happens.
Marleville doors will also be available.
Okay, so I'm so glad you mentioned that, because you may recall, if you've been a long time listener to the show, that the first time we spoke to Marla, it wasn't about food, it was about her dolls.
Yes.
For the sake of those who didn't hear that interview, why don't you quickly tell us about Marleville dolls?
Marleville dolls, they're just a beautiful range of darker skin tone dolls with afro and curly hair. And in addition to that, we actually make lovely outfits, so you can actually get cute outfits for your dollies if you actually have them. I also designed the world's and mass produced the world's first doll with albinism.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
Yep.
Actually to help and teach kids about albinism and albinism awareness. So that's actually fantastic. And yeah, so
okay, so that's one of the many, many items to look out for at the market. But the stalls, I should mention, it's everything from fashion to jewelry to art and decor and beauty products as well. Is
Absolutely.
That correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've covered it all.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about the food, because I love talking about Marla's food. Street food. Tell us a little bit more about the kind of food you're going to be serving up.
So since it's winter, I'm going to have some lovely Caribbean soups, corn soups, veggie soups. Might make a chicken noodle soup. It's quite cliche, but we make really, really, really good chicken noodle soup with plantains and yams in there. Also, lots of curry. So I'm actually will be working on my curry skills this time around. But it will be like, curries the way we make in the Caribbean, with a lot of potatoes and carrots. And on top of that, grilled chicken wings, but with different sauces, like Caribbean sweet and sour sauce. And yes, I know.
The chili sauce that you served on the side was out of this world. I hope that's going to be one of
that
the
will
options.
There. I'm actually probably going to be selling some of that.
Okay.
Yes, I will be selling some of that, because I've been getting a lot of requests for that. I love the tomato sauce, fish and chips. But that will be done Caribbean style with like a jerk mayo served with that and stuff. Like, no.
Okay. Apologies for the background noise. It's my stomach rumbling behind. Sinead sending an SMS saying the curried chickpeas are my absolute favorite.
That will be available.
The
yes.
They are. Okay.
Yes, for sure.
That is one of the, big selling points of your dining experience, is that there's a lot for the vegetarians and the vegans to enjoy, not just the meat lovers.
That's right.
Okay. So let's just recap again. The Botanic Social House is the venue, and it's up towards the top end of Queen Victoria Street, very close to the planetarium end.
It's the old land bank building.
And absolutely beautiful building. Now, the last time I was there inside, it was like stepping into summer. It was a riot of greenery and tropical colors. Are you keeping on to
we
that
are
in the winter?
We are keeping that, because I literally want to transport you into this beautiful tropical oasis.
So you can pretend it's not freezing cold.
Because it won't
outside.
Be freezing inside. So,
So a warm welcome awaits in every sense of the word at this night market. First Thursdays, which means this coming Thursday, opening the doors at 6 p.m., no entrance fee whatsoever. over, and that includes a complimentary Belvedere cocktail on arrival. Go and shop till you drop and browse over 30 stalls with more to come by the sounds of things. Mala, good luck. You are a woman of many talents. I always love to see an email pop into my box from you and wonder what she's doing next.
Thank you. I have a wonderful surprise for you.
You do?
Yes, not today though.
Not today. Okay.
Next time around.
Hold on to it for the next time then.
This was quite a surprise to come and surprise you today.
Always a good surprise it is. Mala Bryant, thanks so much. And Jade Allen, lovely to hear about these events, and I hope they are all sold out. Thanks for sharing the tipples with us today.
Thank you so much.